This is Dale Jr., and you're listening to Dirty Mo Radio.
You're five away, four, three, two, one, four tires. Hold on, get a nose in. Nope, you got to back up. The nose has to be in. Back him up, back him up, back him up. Okay, good. Stop, change tires.
Man, what an interesting day in Dover it was on Sunday. It's the Dale Jr. Download presented by SPY. Have we got a deal for you, Dirty Mo Radio listeners? SPY, the exclusive sponsor of the Dale Jr. Download, is offering 20% off your purchase of any Dale Jr. Signature 88 Collection sunglasses. Just go to spyoptic.com, find your favorite pair of 88 Collection sunglasses, and enter code Dale Yeah.
Dale Yeah.
At checkout, the discount can also now be used trackside at the Junior Nation Souvenir Hauler and right here in the Junior Motorsports retail shop. I like Amanda Troutman saying Dale Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm engaged to a redneck, so it's just coming out in me, right?
That's right. I mean, he recently just got engaged. Did my man Kip, did he wear a Dale Yeah t-shirt like this dude that we've seen on Twitter in the last week?
No, but speaking with Mike over the weekend, I guess we are going to try to get that guy on with us.
Yeah.
I don't know at what show on Dirty Mo Radio we're going to do it, possibly the Download, possibly the 360 podcast. So you guys tune in for that.
All right. But no, but your man was not wearing a Dale Yeah t-shirt.
No, unfortunately not. That would have made a good story, though.
Yeah, it would have been good. All right. Well, Mike Davis, noticeably absent at the beginning of the show today, Amanda. Mm-hmm. He will be joining us in just a little bit as we'll bring the Dale guys on the podcast. If you follow Mike Davis on Twitter, or Dale Jr. for that matter, you certainly probably heard a lot about the Dale guys over the weekend in Dover as they got together, ate dinner together, hung out in the pits, got blocked by Kyle Busch on Twitter. It was a great weekend.
A big weekend.
For the Dale guys. Mike Davis is at this big meeting at Hendrick right now. Hoag is back on the grid. He's with Junior in New Hampshire today. They're testing as they get ready for Loudon coming up in this summer, and then, of course, one of the chase races as well. So everybody's all over the place, Amanda.
Everybody's
but Mike
scattered.
Will be back. Yeah, that's right. Mike will be back here in just a little bit. So, Amanda, let's talk a little bit about this race. Dale Jr. finishes ninth. Big pothole, red flag happening on lap 159. That was crazy. Lasted 22 minutes, and I bet you were in Daytona a few years ago when a pothole sinkhole, whatever you want to call it,
that one I think was quite a bit worse, because I remember I worked right up next to race control and it was a bigger hole and they weren't really sure how to handle it, not to mention you're dealing with concrete and asphalt too, so two different surfaces. That was pretty wild though, watching the replay of McMurray hitting that chunk of concrete.
At first DW and the guys thought it was a beer. You know, thought it was a beer can or something. And very quickly, like, well, wait a minute. No. That's concrete. That's crazy how it shattered the glass.
Yeah,
you know, up across. That's nuts.
Luckily for McMurray, it was very minimal damage for what really occurred there. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty wild.
It certainly was. And Dale Jr. and Stevie had some comments about that. We'll let you hear the in-car chatter coming up here in just a minute. We have Reaction Theater. We have the Dale guys ahead. But first, Dale Earnhardt Jr. himself always sends you an exclusive message to Dirty Mo Radio listeners. Here it is.
Hey, everybody. Just got home from Dover. Walked in the house. Had a pretty good car. Pretty happy. I think we started the race off moving forward and just needing a little bit more turn, center and off, going to the throttle. We made an adjustment that really hurt the car and took the back out of the track. We went backwards. I was getting a little nervous at that point. We hung in there, got a chance to tune on it a little bit, and made the right changes, and man, we started really running well. We, drove on up through the field there and had a pretty good competitive day going. We come on pit road one time, and I couldn't see my pit stall. The A post in the car was blocking it pretty good, and the 14 was in the stall behind me, so I was thinking, you know, I don't want to block him in if I can help it. We all try to, give and take out there, and pit roads, no place to get careless. And I sort of panicked and almost drove past my stall. So I kind of slammed on brakes in front of Denny, and I don't think he was ready for all that. Anyways, he got into us a little bit. We just slid a little bit deep into the stall. I was kind of driving deep past the stall to begin with. So as much as I'd rather not get run over on pit road, I can't really put the blame solely on Denny or his spotter, but I was kind of trying to get around the 14 and couldn't see where my stall was because of the A-post. It was just kind of a big mess. But anyways, slammed on brakes in front of everybody and just about got spun out. We got, you know, sent to the 13th or whatever. Car was good enough to be able to drive back up through there. I think we got back in the side of the top 10 and had a late caution. You know, if you were points racing and wins weren't that important, you'd have stayed out and tried to, you know, make the best of it. But the new system, we got nothing to lose, so we can come down pit road, get some tires, give ourselves a chance to maybe even better ourselves. But we weren't able to do that, ran out of laps, had a pretty good car going there at the end of the race several times in the last 200 laps. I just was reminded of how lucky I was to be able to drive something that runs so good, and I feel like that this team's really in a good place. I feel like that we're, I'm disappointed that this car finished ninth because it could have finished in the top five, but I remember, you know, when the top 10 wasn't disappointing at all. So definitely feel thankful for what opportunities I got and the cars that we got. And this summer should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to Pocono. I think we'll have some good speed there. Looking forward to seeing what that tunnel turn looks like without the curb. They knocked the curb down, put a little apron down there, so that whole corner should be completely different. I don't think they changed the track itself at all, so maybe the track, you know, the corner's not completely different, but it'll look different. And we'll be able to drive on down in there without worrying about bouncing into that ugly old curb. And I'm happy about that. So thank you, Pocono. All right, we'll see you guys.
That's our boy.
Yeah.
Dale Jr. with his message after a ninth place finish in Dover. Now, Amanda, before we give some thoughts about what he just had to say, something tells me reaction theater callers, I don't want you to give it away here, have something to say about the 11 on pit road.
And I will say there were several that I obviously didn't use because we only have a limited amount of time that were pretty upset with Hamlin. But now it's interesting to hear Dale's side of that situation. When you're looking at it from a fan perspective, it was all the 11's fault.
Yeah, absolutely. It was all the 11's fault from a fan's perspective. But that's a very level-headed, rational way of looking at it from Dale Jr. there. And something tells me that some people are tired of the 48 winning races.
That came up as well.
I'm sure we'll hear that coming up in just a minute. Now, Amanda mentioned it. She was in Daytona a few years ago when that sinkhole saga happened. Obviously, we had the pothole issue on Sunday, and we want you to listen to what Dale Jr. and Stevie had to say in the in-car audio. Here's some clips. Here's the first one.
We'll see if that'll hold up. We were thinking the same thing. They didn't put the block back in there so it could come back out.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I think a piece went down here and broke a piece of glass right above you there somewhere.
Broke a piece of glass, huh?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Not sure, but heard that.
All right, here's the deal on that hole over there. I cannot tell, even when it was there, that it was there. I could just see dust coming out. So, you know, you got a free hand that can get over in that area and keep some binoculars on it and keep you updated on it in case we get a big problem. I'm not the first one to find out.
That one.
Steve's like, yeah. Who, hey, one of these Dale guys, why don't y'all go over there and watch that hole?
Well, you can't really blame Junior, honestly, taking 22 minutes to fix, to repair a hole. It seems very short amount of time to me. So I'd be kind of worried, too. Like, is this stuff going to work? You know?
Absolutely. I'm on Junior's side about it. Absolutely. If I'm driving that car, the last thing I want to do is ride over that thing. I'm totally with him. It's just, you know, Steve has a checklist of 5,000 different things. I don't know if watch the hole was one of those things on the checklist.
I don't even know. I forgot to ask Mike if they actually did send somebody over there because it just kind of went by the wayside, obviously, because the repairs stuck and we never spoke about it again. So I'd like to know who that was that went over there. Maybe it was Mike.
Well, or one of the Dale guys. Maybe it was like the letter L, you know, went over there. Hey, L, go over there. Watch that hole. All right, here's one more thing that Stevie and Dale were talking about a Martinsville pothole a few years ago.
Oh, man. Now they're bringing up the old footage of Martinsville, where you pulled up a piece of concrete and us in the 24 ran through it that day.
Should have been late.
Yeah. Were we lapping you? Or were you running in front of us?
What do you think?
Just checking. I don't know. My memory's not that good. The only good memories back then, you know, you don't ever remember the bad ones.
I got a lot of good memories of passing you there.
I love that.
They're sitting under the red flag there, just jawing at each other.
That is great. Yeah. Were we lapping you, or are you in front of me? What do you
yeah.
think? That's great. It's good stuff there between Stevie and Dale about the pothole in Dover this past weekend. Enjoyed hearing that. All right. Before we've got Reaction Theater coming up, first, we need you to hear this interview. Now, we're going to bring Mike Davis back for this. He's back from Hendrick Motorsports. So before we play Reaction Theater, Mike Davis and I are going to talk to the Dale guys.
Now, we can't get all six of the Dale guys on at the same time, Mike. That
That's
wouldn't
right.
make much sense. So Nobody. We had to... Now, did you select which Dale guys we're going to hear from, or did they make this their own decision?
Listen, I left this all in the hands of the okay. Dale guys. I don't know what kind of convoluted, crazy, it probably was a drinking game. I don't know. Yeah. But I let them figure out who would come on, and we've got two letters, A and E.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to D and L, but
what about J and R?
J and R, no, J and R's not making the cut. It's A and E. Yeah. So we've got A and E on the line. Guys, can you hear us?
Yes, why not, guys?
All right, good. All right, we got A and E. All right,
good.
Now, Mike, I'm going to let you ask them some questions here because all you guys were together this weekend. But I have to ask you, why? You know, there's a gazillion junior fans out there. Junior Nation is alive and well, and it's like a home game every single weekend. Now, what makes the Dale guys special, and why did they receive this special treatment?
Because they wear jorts, of course. I mean, that really is it for me. You know, I mean,
well, what is it for junior? Is jorts. So if I wear jorts, I'm going to get some special treatment?
Probably, Taylor. I mean, yeah. I was hoping you were wearing them right now. I mean, anyways, I mean, listen, these guys, here's the thing about them, and I put this in the stories. Yeah, they're not the first to paint letters on their chest, yeah. and they're not the first people, at least in NASCAR, to wear jorts. You know, Talladega makes it's pretty much formal wear down there. So. But what they do is they get around. They've been at several different racetracks. They've got great stories. They go to Daytona. They pretty much keep the Applebee's down in Daytona open. They ought to build a wing onto the Applebee's just and name it the Dale Guys Wing. But they're getting around. I mean, they're at Dover. They're going to Pocono this weekend. They were at Dover last weekend. They were at Richmond when Kevin Harvick won for us in the Nationwide Series. So we're starting to see them in a lot of places. They're popping up. They're a lot of fun to be around. And that's sort of how it happened. And Dale sent us a text, and I really want to ask these guys this because I'm not sure when or how this came about, but Dale sent a text saying, hey, do we have these guys credentialed? Now, this was on Thursday night, you know, Thursday night, like at 11 o'clock. We had practice the next morning. And so we got them in the garage. And I got to be honest, guys, I was a little nervous about that because I know you don't like to wear shirts, right?
Yeah, they're a lot tougher at Richmond than they were at Dover. Dover let us unbutton pretty quick in there.
So, but you had to basically wear shirts. You can't take beverages into the garage, and by beverages, you know,
beer.
You know, beer. You can't take beer in. So, I got to know, was it worth it to go into the garage for you?
Was it worth it? I mean, yeah, it was definitely worth it. You know, you can drink on the horse track, so, you know, that was convenient, but...
Well,
you know, it's a different experience, that's for sure. It's definitely cooler than being, you know, up in the stands, but you remember a lot more of the race from in the garage.
All right, so, yeah, while we were at dinner, we did a couple Twitter poll questions, and I want to throw this out there and then get their feedback here, okay? And A and E, you were aware of this as it was going on, but I wanted to see what the fans thought, and I said three questions. I said, do you think the Dale guys have college degrees? And 77% of the answers said yes, and we were a little surprised by that. But guys, go ahead, tell us what you got degrees. Where'd you go to college, and what did you study?
Well, we all went to Lehigh, or the four original went to Lehigh in Pennsylvania together. I just decided to start watching Nashville. We all got two of us have civil engineering degrees. One guy is bioengineering, and the other one is mechanical.
Math science, material science.
Math science.
Yep, material science.
But, yeah, so that's where we all came from, the original four at least.
All right, the second question we had was, do the Dale guys actually have girlfriends? 84% said that at least three of you do have girlfriends. And the correct answer...
How many percent?
84% said that you guys did have, at least three of you had girlfriends.
There's no answer for that one. I don't know what people are thinking.
Do you have girlfriends? A, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not, no.
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
I did, yeah, recently, actually. I hope she doesn't listen to this now, but I think I'll probably tell her. So.
Does she know that y'all are no longer dating?
Yes, she does. Yeah.
Okay.
E, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not.
Oh, disappointed. So Twitter was inaccurate here, Mike.
No, they were inaccurate.
We would have had a chance, but the J, the D, and the L, they would also let us down in that category.
My goodness. All right. The last question we had was: Do you think that all the Dale guys wore sleeves to the dinner with Dale Jr.? And 22% said yes, 78% said no. And we tweeted a picture afterwards.
One guy wore a sport jacket, a sport coat for crying out
loud.
Hold on a second. You wore a sport coat to dinner with Junior. Junior doesn't wear a sport coat unless he's getting paid to do so.
That's because after Richmond, Junior told me he was going to wear a T-shirt and jeans. And I said, man, are you kidding me? I'm wearing a sport coat, and I'm going to look better than you.
Oh, man.
Well, and I don't know. I mean, we're standing next to each other in the picture. I got a little more of a gut, I think. But, yeah. You know, I got the sport jacket. So.
Yeah, you did. You did. All right, Mike, I got a couple questions before I drop off here.
I'll let you guys
wrap this up. But I got a couple questions here. Okay, first of all, E., tell me who introduced themselves as Josh Weiss when asked to give a name for the hot pass in the garage.
That was actually me. I think D introduced himself as Regan Smith. I think that was
D introduced himself as Regan Smith.
The reporter from Dover wanted us to give our names, and we didn't really want to do that. So apparently he's not a very big NASCAR fan who thought that was our names.
Yeah, yeah. The guy working at the track credentialed someone as Josh Weiss, who was meanwhile on the track. Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, now an amazing experience this weekend. Obviously eating dinner with Junior while wearing your sport coat, and you've got a story written about you at Sporting News. But how does that compare to being blocked on Twitter by Kyle Busch?
I mean. That's tough to compare. You know, we have a long-standing feud with Kyle at this point. I don't know why he needed to block us, but I could think of about a million reasons why. Where does that compare? I mean, eating dinner is better than getting blocked by someone, you know, Kyle Busch at the end of the day. So I'll put that down on the list.
But it still has to be. It still is a badge of honor, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's a good calling card for us to have, but nowhere near, you know. Hanging out with someone like Dale or seeing him win the 500.
You know, that's a good point. It's a good question, though, Taylor, because, you know, they got their pictures made with a lot of different drivers and a lot of NASCAR personnel. So I'm wondering, and, A, I want to throw this at you first, and, E, you can chime in here, but through all of those pictures and through all the people that you guys met, did you develop any new opinions on certain drivers, the people that you thought you probably didn't like but now you do? Or, you know, on the contrary, was there any drivers that you thought you did like, but they kind of snubbed you from, you know, getting your picture made, and now you don't like them?
Oh, you're really baiting me there. Well, the easy answer for the first part of that is Greg Bissell, because he walked up to us, and I looked him in the eye, and I said, man, I thought you would never come over here. I thought you would be the worst. And he's like, why would you think that? And I'm like, I don't know. You're just Greg Bissell, and I never would have imagined. And he's a great guy. Sometimes he'd jump off his golf cart, take a picture with us, and that was awesome. I can let you take the other part. I think we got to say it. I think he needs to be called out publicly on this one. So
yeah. Well, first the second A, Biffle was awesome, and throwing another positive one in there. Carl was pretty cool. We took a picture with him.
Carl
Edwards. He was driving through the garage in practice and pretended to swerve and hit us. Thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
We're going on the other end, the second part of the question. I guess we got
to
say,
it's not to say he's a jerk. It's not a, you know, just want to preface it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the person you're about to say is not a jerk.
Jimmy Johnson big leagued us pretty hard at the track. He drove by and we were like, hey, man, like, can we get a picture with you? He drives by us, doesn't really acknowledge us, and he sends his driver, Jumbo, back out to take a picture with us, or picture of us with his phone. They wouldn't even take a picture with us. And then apparently he was talking to Junior about it, and the driver's meeting after that. Junior's like, no, man, like, all right, I'm going to have dinner with him. So, Jimmy, this is an open invitation to you. If you ever want a picture, you're going to have to work for it now.
So, yeah, just to clarify, so Jimmy big-dogged you. He did not get a picture with you. He went by you, and then he sent his driver back out to take a picture of you for him.
Correct.
So
that's the way we understood it.
So Jimmy has a picture of you guys. You have no such picture of Jimmy. That's
no,
right.
I think that makes us cooler than him in our book.
Yeah, and listen, as you guys get bigger, you know, Jimmy's going to want that picture with you, and yeah, I think you're right. He's going to have to work for it. This is good stuff. So, you know, the Kyle Busch thing, you know, hey, you mentioned you got a lot of reasons. I was a little worried about you guys, and here's why, because the way Dover is set up with the horse track, fans can be on the horse track and then easily see into victory lane and within certainly within earshot. Well, Kyle Busch goes off and dominates the nationwide race. Amanda, I don't know if you watched the race. Did you actually watch the race, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kyle Busch dominates the nationwide race, and I was sure that my boy A&E here and their buddies were going to stand up there on the horse track and let that be known, their displeasure.
Well, the fence is right there. So. Yeah.
But they didn't do it, and I'm sort of glad. And why did you guys not do that? E, why did y'all not do it?
No, we like to screw around. We like to have a good time, but I think we're pretty good at knowing when to hold back a little bit too. I mean, the guy won the race, just let him enjoy it. And the security guards think that all the time too. They think we're like here to make trouble, but I don't know. We're just trying to screwing around, having a good time, not taking ourselves too seriously, but we're not trying to mess with anyone too bad.
No, it was a lot of fun.
A funny story on the back end of that, if you got a minute here.
Sure, yeah, let's hear it.
So after the race, first of all, I just wanted nothing to do with him winning. I was very upset that he's still big league and all these little guys. But anyway, we were standing on pit road, and we went to walk across the track to get off. And apparently, while I was in the bathroom, the D and the L tried to take a bucket of Speedy Dry off of pit road. And they were quickly rounded up by the security guards, and one was waiting outside for me at the porta potty to take me outside the track.
What?
Right after the major one race.
I didn't know this.
Why we would need Speedy Dry, I don't know. But apparently, we needed Speedy Dry.
So y'all were actually kicked out?
Well, for a moment.
They were trying to steal Speedy Dry off the track? While you were
they
in the bathroom.
They were trying to steal it. They were just, like, looking into the bin of it. All right, well, they told me not to touch what's not ours, so.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the story I got when I came out of the bathroom.
Well, when I wrote in the Sporting News story that it was 50% chance whether you guys actually made it through the entire day, I guess we have our answer. You didn't make it through the entire day without being escorted off the premises.
We were not allowed to stay anymore on Saturday in the racetrack. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's pretty good. That's a good story. I mean, I tell you what, if nothing else, you guys will have a lot of stories to always tell. Well, guys, I appreciate you being on Dirty Mo Radio. It was a lot of fun hanging with you this past weekend, getting to know you, having dinner with you. It was really funny. I've been telling people stories about that dinner. Like, as we were sitting at the table, nobody actually knew you guys were the Dale guys because, you know, you're wearing clothes, you're dressed up, you're looking good. And then people were coming up to Dale Jr. saying, hey, we saw those Dale guys up on the horse track, and we're like, they're right here. They're sitting here at the table with us, and they're like, no way. Come on. Y'all clean up nice. So,
Mikey Waltrip definitely didn't recognize us from the day into dinner.
That's right. Of course, it's hard to recognize Michael Waltrip then from the track to dinner, too. So, he was looking different.
He had normal pants on.
Yeah, he had normal pants on. That's right. So, anyways, good stuff, guys. Appreciate you being on. Hope you guys have a good week. We'll see you at Pocono. Go, Dale.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us on anytime. Pocono. Dale, yeah.
Dale, yeah. All right, guys. See you later. Amanda, I love the Dale guys. Are they great?
They're awesome.
They are.
Awesome fans.
Let me tell you something that's happened since we did that interview. The story that I wrote, we alluded to it during the interview, but the story that I wrote on them for Sporting News ended up being on the main front page of Sporting News, not the NASCAR section, which is where all of my stuff usually ends up.
All their sporting news.
All of it. It was like beside a Major League Baseball story and an NFL story. But
that's
then,
huge.
But then there's the Dale guys sitting there on the front page. And so in typical Dale guys fashion, what did they do? They copied the link, they got on Twitter, and they sent it directly to Jimmy Johnson and said, hey, what's it like to have your winning race story taken off and having and being replaced by the Dale guys?
Did they get a response from Jimmy?
I'm not sure, but I'm like, oh, of course they did that. Of course they did that. But, you know, and Junior and I were talking, and he says, I guess Jimmy should have just taken the picture with him. That would have never happened if he'd just taken the picture with him. So,
no,
anyways.
I mean, they could have, like, combined stories. It could have been Jimmy with the
right,
Dale guys. Yeah.
Right. That could have been the picture that was on the front of Sporting News.
Yeah.
So that story got a lot of hits. The Dale guys are getting up there in popularity now. And they're going to be in Pocono. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get to Reaction Theater in just a second, but before we do that, let's remind everybody about SPY's exclusive deal for Dirty Mo Radio listeners. You go online to spyoptic.com and check out Dale Jr.'s signature SPY 88 collection. By the way, I saw a lot of those people in Dover wearing SPY sunglasses. It was pretty cool. It includes the Dirty Mo, McCoy, Quanta, General, and Farrah for the ladies. Mm-hmm. Even saw a couple of those, Amanda, I'm telling you. Enter discount code Dale Yeah.
Dale Yeah.
Dale Yeah. That's DALEYEAH at checkout and receive 20% off your purchase. The discount code can now be used trackside at the Junior Nation Souvenir Trailer and right here in the Junior Motorsports Retail Shop, so you have no excuse not to get yourself a sweet pair of Dirty Mo Spy Shades. Dale Yeah, Amanda?
Dale Yeah.
Now, before we get to Reaction Theater, I did tweet over the weekend that the Reaction Theater caller that makes us laugh the most, Amanda, I would send this Dale Jr. autographed Dirty Mo shirt, mm-hmm. Dirty Mo Radio shirt, Dale Yeah shirt, and I would send it to him. Dale signed it over the weekend, and this is just one of the things we'll give away today. So, Amanda, if any of them make us laugh, that's what we're going to do. All right? Let's hear it.
I don't usually call, and I know the race isn't over yet, but I am so pissed at the frickin' Denny Hammond and number 11, Titton Jr., in the pits. I've about had it with him now. Dale, yeah.
Dale, yeah. Well, let me actually speak to that for just a second. We were in the airplane coming back, and I was writing the race report for DaleJr.com, and I wrote this paragraph about Denny Hamlin hit Dale Jr. in the pits, and he sent him through the pits to where he had to back up and all that stuff. And I remember Jr. saying after the race to the media that he was carrying a lot of momentum in there and that it wasn't really Denny's fault. It didn't help him, of course.
Well, I know you weren't here earlier because you were just coming back from Hendrick. But Dale's audio that we just aired a little bit ago,
okay.
He even referenced that.
Okay,
that
so there you go. So I turned around and I said, Dale, if Denny had not hit you, would you have been able to stop in your pit? And he goes, yeah, I think so. I don't know. And so, you know, I understand it's our natural reaction to be mad at Denny, but I don't even think Dale is convinced that he could have made it in his pit box without having to back up. So he was coming in hot. He was digging. He was trying to get all he could get. So we'll say that.
Well, and you know, if you're a fan, why wouldn't you blame Denny?
No, blame Denny. Just blame Denny. We're all about that.
Hey, boys, nice run today. Better than the Christmas tree lights of last week we had flashing, but I think we had a top five car settle for that top 10, and let's don't be getting complacent here, huh? It's not very encouraging to hear y'all on the radio and being pretty satisfied with the top 10. Y'all had a top five car, maybe even a winning car. I don't know if you quite had a couple other faster cars, but it really worries me. Y'all are doing a great job, don't get me wrong. I'm an 88 fan until the casket drops, but don't get complacent on these top 10s. Be hungry. Go get us another win, huh? Pocono, here we come, baby.
That's a good point that he brings up, and I don't think anybody's complacent with top 10s or satisfied with top 10s.
No.
I think, and this is important for people to know, I think Junior is at least content with a fast car. He's not content with the finishes, but if his car had speed, he can sleep at night feeling good about it because those gremlin-like, those things that happen or the accidents that happen or the mistakes that happen, those are fixable. When you don't have a fast race car, that is what bugs Dale Jr. So he feels like as long as the team is getting speed, the top finishes will come. So I think that, you know, some people get a little confused about that. Junior, when he had the engine problems at Charlotte, he comes up, people were like, wow, he was really satisfied with the 19th. Well, no, he was not satisfied with 19th. He was satisfied that the car was super fast and that he feels like he could have won that race if the engine thing had not happened. So.
And I may be speaking out of line here, but that track, it's just a mile. It's a mile in length. So picking up positions at that track with, what, 10 to go? 4 laps to go at the very end, it's very tough. So, you can only get so far.
I knew when they had the pit trouble with the Hamlin contact and everything, that was with 38 to go. I knew we were screwed at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, 38 to go at a mile track, that is not a lot of time. So for him to go from 13th back to 9th was pretty impressive. That's where we ended up finishing ninth. So,
Well,
here
I am, first run of the goddamn season, and I'm not pissed at Junior. I'm not pissed at the Duke crew. I'm not even pissed at Steve Letarte. I tell you what's got me running. We have a top 3 car.
we come down pit road, and that God Jimmy Hamlin can't see where he's going. Junior, I know you're friends with Demi. Why don't you take Demi, get him a damn gift card and great clip, and get that motherfucker's hair cut. That hippie can't see pit road. He can't see where he's at. He needs a haircut. Come on, Junior.
You know, I was asking somebody about that at Charlotte. Denny has definitely got a new hairdo. I think he's combing it back or something.
There's like gel. He gels it back.
There's definitely product involved. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but there's product.
Yeah.
And, I noticed that.
I'm not really a big fan of it.
I'm not either. I
agree with Datto. He needs a haircut.
Yeah. So, Datto, good points. Good points. Can't disagree with you.
Dale, yeah. Denny Hamlin may be about as smart as a box of rocks, but Junior still had a good run. TJ Majors, my 14-year-old dog and my 71-year-old father-in-law have a bigger bladder than you. That's all I'll say about that. As far as Chase Elliott's concerned, with the runs he makes on tracks like Darlington and Dover, the hardest tracks on the circuit, man, Sprint Cup owners are going to be throwing hoops up to his window like Nick Saban does to a five-star prospect. Yes, that's for you, Mike Davis. I'm out.
Wow, what do you even say to that?
He's by far my favorite so far.
Did he say
hoopers? Yes.
You
now I've
got to
censor you.
Right. You do. Wow. All right. So the Saban comment, that's funny. I appreciate the humor there. The TJ Majors thing, TJ said during the red flag, there were two red flags in this race. And during the lengthy one, the one to repair the track, he goes, I guess it's a good time for me to go to the bathroom. And I tweeted out immediately. I'm like, Reaction Theater, 855-740-1902. I knew we'd get a call.
So. Why? He's got to stop announcing that.
I know, right.
He needs a code word.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That it's funny. I'm glad he at least, you know, can be that transparent
Steve,
on the
radio.
Steve,
I've got to go get some Cheetos or something, you know?
Good stuff.
I am damn sick of seeing that makeup-wearing, dress-wearing Girl Scout leader Jimmy Johnson win these f***ing races. Junior, doesn't that piss you off? Will you please get pissed off and go beat his ass? Get aggressive. Let's beat his ass. I'm sick of his ass.
Was that one of the Dale guys?
I don't know.
Maybe it was. You know, there's six of them now, so maybe that was just that. Maybe that was one of the ones we didn't talk to.
Was that the D?
Yeah, maybe
we
that
didn't
was
have D.
D
on.
Yeah. D was the one that actually, I'm not going to say he passed out in the pits. I think he was just taking a cat nap in the pits, but there's a picture of that in the Sporting News article.
I saw that. Well, is he also the one that got caught stealing the Speedy Dry? Was that from?
I think so, yeah.
One of them was A or said that?
I can't believe that. Speedy Dry, guys, come on. You know, if you're going to be escorted from the premises, there's a lot better ways
steal
to do that.
Steal something good.
Right.
Steal a whole war wagon.
Steal something that we're going to be proud of, you know, proud to know that you have in your possession now.
Yeah.
Junior, Letard, what are you guys doing? In the middle of the race, you guys were third and running down Johnson and Gordon. Then you pit and you go to the back. Come on, Junior. Next time there's a race, I want you out there hitting the gas pedal and running like you are running with a garden gnome on a beach. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was Junior's caption this photo this past weekend. That came straight out of my photo library.
It's kind of creepy that you have photos of Dale Jr., a photo library of him.
Over the years, I've kind of accumulated photos from different places, and this was one of them. Now, a couple people on Twitter asked me to tell this story. Like, why was Junior on a beach running down the beach with a garden gnome? Here's the story. He was actually taping a music video for Matt Good, his buddy, Matthew Good. Mm-hmm. He's a Canadian singer, very popular up there. Junior, back in the days, took a liking to him and his music. They became buddies. And so they were shooting this music video of their sort of their cross country trek, you know, to different places. They were at Graceland in Memphis. They were in San Antonio. They ended up in Vegas. And so, what the whole premise of the music video, and I think it's actually on YouTube. If you actually go look for it, it's on YouTube. But
just type in Matthew Good.
It's you know them taking this garden gnome all over the country. So that's sort of it. And it's kind of funny. Now, the guys, don't expect this, like, Jay-Z quality music video when you go to YouTube. This looks like it was taken with a cell phone camera. if there was such a thing as a cell phone camera.
Is it JRM 360 quality? Is that where we're at?
It may actually have been less than that, and that's saying something. But anyways. But the song is good. So did there's that.
Who won the caption this?
Well, there's eight different winners.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw the picture come out, and then I saw you tweet out all of the stuff that they were going to win.
Yes.
But I never found out who won.
Well, there's eight different winners because I basically went to the souvenir hauler, as Hoag does most weekends,
yeah.
And we just mail them out right straight from the track. But I can't remember all eight of the captions, but one of the funniest ones was something along is making a reference to that's Hoag. Who, like, it was like, don't worry, Hoag, I won't drop you, which I thought was, we all laughed. We were sitting in the hall of the 88, and we were all laughing at that one.
Oh, that one's good. That's good. So we have a shirt to give away.
We do. I don't know. What do you think? The TJ Majors comment or?
That call kind of, yeah, it was kind of funny because it had the Nick Saban, it had TJ yeah. Majors.
Yeah.
It was all, it made me laugh.
I think that's our winner.
Okay.
I think that's our winner. Now, I will say this. Do we know how to get in touch with that person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got
I've
that.
I've got a system.
Okay. So the gentleman that called and talked about TJ Major's bladder, you are the winner of a Dirty Mo Radio, Dale Yeah, autographed by Dale Earnhardt Jr. T-shirt. We will contact you and get this off to you. Congratulations. And let me see what size it is. I don't even know. I hope this fits
Uh-oh.
You. Right? Let me even see here. It's an XL.
I mean,
if it fits a little loose on you, you know, maybe it'll shrink. I don't know. Don't put it in the washer. Dale signed it. Don't do that.
Frame it.
There you go. All right. What do we got next?
We need to throw the white flag.
All right. I'm going to throw it to myself, I guess. Or do you want to read it?
I'm not a good reader. It takes me a long time to get that Monday show out.
Well, why don't you throw me the white flag?
All right. Here you go.
White flag right there. White flag.
That was pretty cool, man. I like that. You just threw it right back to me. As you guys already know, Dale Jr. is testing in Loudoun, New Hampshire today and tomorrow. They're preparing for the July 13th race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. On Thursday, Jr. will be heading to Bentonville, Arkansas. Do you know what's in Bentonville, Arkansas, Amanda?
Walmart.
That's right. Headquarters of Walmart. Jr. will be appearing there on behalf of Diet Mountain Dew. Then we're on to Pocono for a weekend at the Tricky Triangle. I will be there. Hoag will not. This is my third race in a row. That's got to be a record for me, at least for the last two or three years.
What's Hoag going to do? Like, what's he been doing?
Well,
I know he's traveling this week, but he's been kicking back on the weekend.
Well, he was on vacation 2 weeks ago. This past weekend, I sort of volunteered myself to go because we had that appearance in Chattanooga that was really, really fantastic appearance. 1,800 people at the Best of Preps banquet. Junior just thought it was awesome. So that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I went ahead and went to Dover because of that. And then this weekend, I think he's got a wedding that he's attending, something like that.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's his or not.
So he's being productive.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's going on this weekend. Qualifying is Friday, two practices on Saturday, and the race is on Sunday. Now, please note the race will be on TNT. It's their first race of the season.
Summer Series.
It's not on Fox. It's on TNT. And lastly, I want to give a shout-out to the Cornelius Cougars and Statesville Steamers. Amanda, you're probably rolling your eyes. I'm not even looking at you. They're the first two winners of the 2014 Dirty Mo Basketball League season. I'm on the Steamers, so I'm sort of congratulating myself. We had our first games last night at Dirty Mo Acres. It was a lot of fun. Hoag's team, the Hog Legs, who I call the Hoag Legs, they lost, as did TJ's team, the Convicts. So both Hoag and TJ are losers this week.
Are you on Martin's team?
I am on Martin's team.
Because he stopped by my office already today bragging. So.
Yeah, we won. Martin fouled out midway through the second quarter. Here, let me repeat that. Martin fouled out of the game.
He failed to mention that part.
Halfway through the second quarter. That's never been done. So, anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a lot of fun. But anyway, so that's it. That's the podcast for today. I appreciate Taylor. We've kind of had a weird taping this week because we were here bits and parts. I was at Hendrick Motorsports this morning. This is sort of why we're late getting out on Tuesday. But anyways, it was a lot of fun. So thank you, Taylor. Thank you to the Dale guys. Thank you, Amanda.
Dale Jr. for the audio.
Dale Jr., thank you as always. We'll see you this weekend. And so thank you for listening to the Dale Jr. Download presented by Spy. Dale, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Dirty Mo Radio.
The Dale Jr. Download is presented by Spy. To see Dale Jr.'s signature Spy 88 collection, head to spyoptic.com.